It's panel beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello team, welcome to Pal Beers Episode 6. Quave here, I'm on my own, so I'm just going to rattle through some stuff, and let's kick on with the show. This episode, by the way, recorded live at the Newcastle Stand. It's an absolute delight. I mean, if you like fetal pigs, warning, not the show for you. But if you like good jokes, strap in. You're about to get a face full. Before that, I should tell you who's on the show. Gary's back. That's the good news. Gary's back doing that thing that Gary does. He's also on tour, by the way. Check out GaryDelaney.com. He's joined on this episode by the wonderful Rob Rouse, who is a fabulous comedian. He's got a cracking podcast. Rob's podcast, brilliant. I mean, Rob, he's all right, innit? But his wife's Helen on it. She is hilarious. It's an absolute delight. Just for her, go check that out. And also on this episode is the legend, the comedian's comedian, which means he was voted the best by other comedians. That is a very high honour, is the wonderful Gavin Webster. If you're a fan of Gav, and if you aren't, what the hell's wrong with you? He's doing a big show on the 14th of October, the Whitley Bay Playhouse, which is the end of the week this episode comes out. I think there's a few tickets left, last I heard. But let's pack that out. It's Gav Webster. The man's one of the finest comics you'll ever see. Do check that one out. Speaking of, I'm on tour. The show is as well. We are going to be at the Birmingham Comedy Festival. That's on the 16th of October. We're going to be in the Glee Birmingham. And that show is going to have the wonderful Jeff Norcott, the fantastic Phil Padgett, and the Gary Delaney. It will also have, as our special guest judge, the spendiferous, not even a word, but I'm going to go with it, Barbara Nice, who is a wonderful comedian and a fabulous lady. Andy Robinson will be hosting that show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, by popular demand, someone who isn't me is going to be hosting. We're going to be varying it round, as we're always going to do, to be fair. But that's just the first one we've got somebody else in. Andy's going to do it. Cracking job. 23rd of October, that'll be me. Sheffield Comedy Festival, we're doing the Lescar in Sheffield. So do get tickets for that as quick as you can. Birmingham and Sheffield. But outside of that, sit back, relax. If you're a fetal pig, this is going to be tense for you. But the rest of us, enjoy a fantastic show. Cheers, folks.
Live from the Newcastle Stand, it's Panel Beater! I am your host, Queen MacDonald. You're very welcome. Contestants, please introduce yourself. Contestant number one, honk your thingy and tell us who you are.
Hello, EG, I'm Queeve McDonald, and I once fit 4 billion balls in my mouth. That was what you sent me on the email, as an example of something to say at the start. My name's Rob, and I just said what Queeve told me to say at the start of the email.
This is like the world's shittiest ventriloquist act now. Contestant number two, please explain who the last guy was. No, that's going to get very confusing. Just do you.
The last guy was Rob Rouse. My name's Gary Delaney, and I was always the last to get picked at school, which is bad enough at games, but even worse at home time.
Contestant number three.
My name's Gavin Webster. I live in the east end of Newcastle. I don't know if you know that the east end of Newcastle has more solar eclipses than anywhere else in Northern Europe. Well, I say solar eclipses, it's actually the police helicopter.
You know, because it's rough.
Thank you very much. We have our special guest judge, and he's been here before. He is, you know him, you fear him. He is the Grim Reaper, the judge of all. Please welcome to the stage, the one, the only, Death! For those listening on a podcast, Death has come in on a scooter for some inexplicable reason.
It's perfectly explicable, mate. Horse is knackered, innit? it sprained its ankle. Had to get the shotgun out. So I miss Sparkles.
Who was expecting dead horse this early in the evening?
Sorry, did I make it morbid?
I'll be honest, this is Newcastle. As far as they're concerned, the only thing you can do with a horse is punch it. That's all I've ever done with a horse. Let's
let's move on to round one. Thank Christ.
Should you not start at round one? You haven't moved yet. Round
Believe
one's where you start on a standing
start.
Moving to round one implies you were somewhere else before. Yeah?
Round one is the elevator pitch round. If you all become very clear. The elevator pitch round. So number one, pitch me new ideas for Olympic sports.
Genuinely drug-free cycling. I know it's hard to imagine, but surely it's got to be a possibility.
Cycling, but dressed as the famous five. I don't know what it would achieve, but it'd take me back.
Armpit farts. Oh, that international. Who is the best armpit farter in the whole world? I mean, how good are you? That's how unfit we are. Gary's actually put his shoulder out trying to do an armpit fart. Medic! Medic!
Man's
been stretching off. Trying to do an armpit fart.
It's a lovely image. Number three. New jobs for David Cameron.
He's in Panto this Christmas in Babes Give Me Wood. Babe, the pig, not Babes. It's a very different meaning. Babe. He fucks pigs, that's what I'm saying.
Well, Blair started a war in Iraq and went into Middle East peace brokering, didn't he? Maybe David Cameron, he could become like a poverty advisor czar and go around to people who are living on the breadline and show them where they can buy kind of cheaper beluga caviar or the best cuts of venison. When you're working on a tight budget, those things really make a difference.
Venison and breadcrumbs for the kids.
venison nuggets. Using mechanically reclaimed venison to feed the family. Yeah.
Peasant twizzlers.
Yeah. Right. Next one.
Is David Cameron a fruit picker now? Well, I heard he liked plucking figs.
That's just a variation.
It's not swearing.
Actually, number four. New backstories for X Factor contestants.
Everyone in my family is fine. I just really like music.
Is the backstory they're actually gay, but they tried to cover it up by pretending they went out with Sunita?
Finally, things that sound like swear words but aren't.
Welsh.
Allardyce. You dirty thieving Allardyce. You know, you dirty double crossing, fucking saying one thing to one person and saying things to another and doing things behind people's back and pretending you're an upstanding piece of Allardyce shit.
Fisticuffs. Sounds absolutely fucking obscene. But not as bad as baby shower. What? Presents for the baby, as I found out. Do a proper one then. Period features. As in, I went to see a lovely old house. Was that with period features? No, I was on my own. You know that.
And that is the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Gets My Goat round. Rob Rouse.
What gets your goat?
Wolves. King wolves always get my goat. And if it's not the wolves, it's rival goat herders who... Goat rustling is a real problem in the modern world. People don't tend to talk about. What else gets me goat is my inability to concentrate and learn. Case in point, we went on holiday to France this summer, and my spoken French accent's brilliant, but my vocabulary is complete horseshit because at school I was always distracted by the fact that the guy on the tape sounded ridiculous. So I have an amazing French accent, but an appalling vocabulary. So to a French person, I sound like the poshest idiot they've ever met. So I essentially say to them, "Hello, I have a sister. Goodbye. Hello, how are you? I have medium length hair. Goodbye."
Thank you very much, Rob Rouse. Lady.
What gets your goat?
I'll tell you what gets my goat, Newcastle. The hobbies and interests section on your CV. Why do they even need to know unless you're being hired to do hobbies? It's none of their business, is it? It's not as if they're trying to gonna trick you into putting going to car boot sales to sell all the stationery I nicked from work. Also, everything anyone says on it is a lie anyway, so why bother? Here's some common lies people use and what they really mean. I enjoy long walks when I'm supposed to be doing work. I like going to the cinema after I've called in sick. I collect miniatures. I kidnap dwarves. I like to help with hurricane prevention. I pull the wings off butterflies. I'm a scout leader. I'm a paedophile. I enjoy socialising. At the office Christmas party, I'll drink too much, be sick in a drawer, get fingered in a stationery cupboard, and then break the photocopier, making 100 pictures of my arse and leaving a big brown smear, which will mean that all January people will think there's something wrong with the toner. And that's what gets my goat.
You will never photocopy the same again. And finally, Mr. Gavin Webster.
What gets your goat?
Well, I'm glad he asked. I do feel that this country's... things have got worse in recent years in general. Do you know when things in this country went downhill? When they stopped you from taking your dog to the nightclub. And I'll tell you when this country went downhill, when they started applauding the lottery numbers. You know what I mean, eh? Oh, number 14, that hasn't been up for a while. Fuck off! No, that's enough, isn't it?
Kevin Webster!
Thank you, everyone.
That goat has been got.
That's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen!
It's a close-run thing thus far. Doing good tonight, they're doing good. It's all right, yeah. No one's hideously offended me thus far. You're all still in the running. You know, doing good. Keep it up.
Do you want to get ready for the roast round?
Oh, yeah, we need to find someone, don't we?
Yeah. Basically, you know how they have roasts on MTV where, like, somebody famous gets the piss taken out of them and stuff? Yeah. We couldn't afford anybody famous, yeah. So what we're going to do is use one of you fuckers instead. I love the sense of excitement in the room. So, Death, do you want to have a wander? Try and find us somebody who needs to be taken out a peg or two?
All right, let's go have a walk. Like, how long's my cable? Pass it out for us. Hello. All right, let's get amongst them. How's it going? Hello, over here. You all right? You're looking very smart.
If you've got anybody who you think deserves to be roasted?
Oh, I'm not going to pick up people unnecessarily, but you seem very smart. Oh, you're having a nice wine. What wine is it?
It's a Shiraz.
Oh, it's a Shiraz. Right, I think we found him. I'll be honest, guys, rest of you can rest easy. What was your name, sorry, mate?
Brad,
pleasure to meet you, mate. And what do you do with yourself?
I'm a teacher.
He's a teacher. What do you teach?
Science.
Is this your partner?
Yes.
Fantastic. You married? No. How long have you been together?
Sin, right, good to know.
How long have you been together?
About 4 years. Why haven't you proposed yet?
No, I'm just saying, mate, right, the rest of you... Wouldn't it make your night if he did it tonight? Marry her.
I'll be honest, you're ruining his life in a different way than I was expecting you to.
Have you just made a visit from Death even more awkward than it already was?
I've somehow managed it. I'm well pleased with myself. Right.
Yeah. Anyone else? I just love the irony of like a science teacher being picked on by a mythical character. On every level, this must really piss him off.
Hey, less of the mythical you.
Sorry.
I'm a fucking legend.
what's your favourite science?
Biology.
Yeah, damn right, mate.
Sexy, bro.
What was the last thing you cut up?
A fetal pig.
You pervert.
I didn't even know they could drive.
Wow.
Where'd you get fetal pigs from?
How much does a fetal pig cost?
Are you buying in bulk?
You can't buy them in bulk. Yeah, mate, I'm going to be going through them in bulk. How much does it cost?
£20 a pig.
About £20 a pig, right?
But
should we have a weigh round?
How do the numbers work then, Brad? So if you,
yeah.
If
how many? How many do you get in a case?
Quid, I'm saying, listen, how much if I buy 100?
You get about 10 in a case, right?
So
if everyone chucks in a fiver, we could easily buy a case of fetal pigs. Just say it. Anyone in? Right, fuck you then. Cheap bastards.
I can sell you a pack of Richmond sausages for £1 if that saves you money.
Yeah, same ingredients. Right. Any other questions?
How big is your average fetal pig?
have we got any questions that aren't about fetal pigs?
Can I just say that would make a fantastic band name?
We are fetal pigs. Good night.
Right, are we done?
Good time to snort.
Thank you.
Right, I think we've Brad, you're going to be roasted, ironically.
Nice to meet you guys. Anyway, I'll see you in a bit.
All right, thank you very much. Give it up for Brad, ladies.
6 years.
Mr. Smith, why don't
piss out of his name? I used to have a geography teacher called Mr. Brownsword. And brilliant. And the first games lesson, he'd go, "All right, lads, my name's Mr. Brownsword, and you'll remember my name by a collar and a weapon." And we thought, that's not how we're going to remember your name. So I just think it's great, you know, it just the mind of the school child. So I'd like to know his real surname.
That is the best name.
And his mother's maiden name and any pets he may have.
Yeah, and his favourite four digits.
Yeah. The last three numbers off the back of his bank card. Yeah.
Then I'll offer to go and do a big shop for him. Yeah. Can I do a big shop for you, sir?
Yeah. A big shop for him is just 40 fetal pigs.
His PIN number is pi.
But you've been together for 4 years, but you're not married. Now, when are you going to make an honest woman of Carly, Brad? That's the question I'd like to know. As a biology teacher, you should be able to hear her clock ticking.
You're supposed to be roasting him. Get that's it? Friendly fire.
How did you meet, by the way?
At school.
This is no longer a podcast. It's now evidence. Oh, Jesus. Talk about taking your work home with you. I think,
I like this. This is a slow roast, which is the best way to do it.
Less of a roast, more of a pulled pork.
You got a slow roast, Brad. It's not erasing it.
Well, it's like a Bernard Matthews roast, isn't it?
Have you ever had students just sway? Have you ever done that? Has anyone ever done that to a teacher where the whole room just sways?
Mate,
seriously, when I was 13, we put a man in hospital by doing this. Stop swaying. What do you mean, sir? I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Seriously, he's dead now.
Make sure you cook those fetal pigs all the way through, Brad. That's all I suggest.
Good tip.
Because the E. coli, so he's right through the meat. As opposed to steak, where it tends to be on the outside. That's why you sear a steak. But pork must be cooked all the way through, especially fetal pork. Didn't come for recipe tips, clearly, this one.
This joint to the room.
This has actually genuinely tips on how to roast. It's gone in a very, 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 very odd direction.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the roast. Big round of applause for Brad Biedemann-Burg. On to the next round, ladies and gentlemen. This is the comparisons round. So the first one is number one, as welcome as...
a Scottish £50 note at a newsagent.
As welcome as a change in the curriculum to a class of autistic kids.
As welcome as an innocent, no strings attached shoulder massage in a prison canteen.
Welcome to your nana slipping in the tongue on a goodbye kiss.
I told you that story in confidence.
Yeah, but your nana didn't. Was the noise she made?
Faster than...
a cannonball. Where were you when we were getting high?
A 1970s DJ deleting his browser history when the doorbell goes.
Faster than
Queeve's mom after a couple of WKDs.
Really, my mum and my nan in the same fucking round?
Same time.
Your mum learned from the best, Queeve.
Right, moving on. Rarer than...
a northerner on Radio 4, unless it's a documentary about the decline in the mining industry.
Rarer than a horny panda.
Rarer than a bloke over 80 understanding the rules of pool.
So is it two shot carry?
Is that four to me? Is that four to me? No, it's two shots of carry on, you old twat. Hey, I mean, so do I not get four? No, you don't get four, you know?
I don't know if this is a consistent problem in your life.
I was fucking like banging my head against a brick wall doing that with my father. fuck's sake, you know?
Can we have subtitles on a podcast?
Yeah, I was going to say. On to the final one. As nervous as...
Bernard Matthews' defence lawyer in the landmark case of the turkeys versus Bernard Matthews.
That's like a feature film, that is, isn't it?
I want to make it. I'm looking for funding tonight.
like chicken tonight. I'm looking for funding tonight.
Good. Any more?
No, to these. As nervous as someone watching their new Thai bride take off her knickers for the first time.
That's the end of that round. Death, assume the position.
All right, I'll bring them
so
on.
What happens now is Death being the judge of all, right. Pick all right. Somebody, and then they have to
either die or they compete
with Death in a final challenge to save themselves.
Right.
So Death, I mean, do you want to sum things up?
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag. I've enjoyed it tonight. It's been fun. Like, you guys have done all right. It's gone in some tangents, is what I would say. There's been some periods where I lost the will to live, but then Gav stopped talking, so it was... But, like, I mainly blame Rob for encouraging him. That's what I'd say. Yeah, you know, and there's been a lot of explanation of jokes this evening. A lot of, you know... you know, jokes are very much like a fetal pig. You know, if you dissect them, the pig dies and nobody laughs.
Right, well,
that was just for you, Gary.
Sums up, ladies and gentlemen. Drum roll, please. Death, who's he going to pick? His hands over Rob, his hands over Gary, his hands over Gav. Oh, Rob!
The sweet release of Death.
Not just that, because you, my friend, have a chance to save yourself.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, this is a big one for the fans of Bill and Ted. We have one final contest. Rob Rouse versus Death. In a one round of winner takes all, rock, paper, scissors.
Rap battle.
Oh. There's a lot of tension in the room.
Yeah.
Mainly because they're worried this will keep going on.
Well,
Rob, stand up.
Can I just establish the ground rules with Death?
Right. Right.
So hang on. So no. are we going on three?
We're going.
Count to three, then we're going.
We're going. One, two, three, then deliver. Go. Right, so deliver on the fourth beat that will be silent.
And if I get it wrong, I actually die.
You actually die, yeah.
Okay.
Have you got the...
A lot of pressure.
I want both of you to close your eyes as well.
Rob, have you got
any tactics you're going to...
Yeah, I'm Death, right? So I'm supernatural on that. You know, I know what's happening in the future, so this should be a cinch. He's going to go paper. So I'll go scissors, fuck him up.
Rob, are you going to go paper?
I'm not prepared to, give away my game plan at this point.
He's going fucking paper.
I've got to say, if I get this wrong and I do die, it'd be fair to say this game has got way out of hand.
Yeah,
that strikes me as really high stakes.
Also, whichever one you choose, if you lose, that's what I'm going to murder you with.
That'll take a while if it's paper.
Death by a thousand paper cuts. That's basically the name of this podcast from now on.
Hey, I know this is getting a bit off topic.
Yep. Oh, that's unlike you, Gav.
That's the new name. I know this is getting a bit off topic.
Yes, Gav, are you in a Ken Loach film?
Yes, I am.
Sitting down.
To be quite honest, Rob, I've known you a long time, and I've always liked a lot of your material. And should you die now... I'm not asking for all of it,
but
have some of the better stuff.
Whatever you want, Gav. It's all yours. It's all yours,
thank
my friend.
Thank you very much.
Happily. There you go. I'll leave it all to you, Gav.
Can I put in a claim for your bit of material about prostate exams, especially if your method of death proves that doctor was awful?
Yes. All right, shall we do this?
Right. All right. Close your eyes then. One, two, three.
I had a game of this yesterday. I've been practicing. Yeah, I play with my kids regularly this game. So yeah. I mean,
I like the way he's throwing his kids in there to sort of raise the tension that he's going to die. He's going to.
You want to beat me? You could potentially leave them without a father. So that's on you,
mate. I'm Death. you wouldn't be the first family I've orphaned.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, this has gone darker than I was really expecting it to be. I mean,
also,
just saying.
They live in Sheffield. They're the only kids with a dad. Why make them stand out?
Yeah, they'll fit in better at school.
Right.
Right. All right. Okay. Right. So we're not going on three.
We're going after three.
Going after three. All right.
Calm
down, Jess.
This was supposed to be really fast, like everything
Jess
else.
Jess got
that
a temper on him.
Jesus fucking Christ! Right, let's go. Right, close your eyes.
Any minute now.
Close your eyes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three, go. They're both on rock.
Oh.
That raises the tension slash fear. This will never end even further.
Let's go again.
One, two, three, go. They both.
Oh! No way!
Right, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. If this is what Bruce has been doing for years.
Yeah. If you get the same one this time, Gary dies.
Yeah, you got the scissors.
Third time, Delaney gets it. Right. Right. One. Right. Ready. One, two, three, go! They've both gone wrong!
Sorry, Gary.
I totally demand a recount.
You did. Oh, my God, this is the
this
most
really
exciting.
Has gone Ken Loach, hasn't it?
Oh, man.
This has got to be one of the most exciting. I put this as a new Olympic.
Yeah. Olympic Let's go back to the start and do it again.
Yeah. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end.
Hang on,
Gary,
is that a draw?
No, Gary dies.
Oh, Gary dies.
Yeah, you saved yourself.
You saved yourself.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause to Rob Race for staying alive. Gav Webster for staying alive. Gary Delaney for dying again.
It does seem unfair.
Somebody's got to walk my dog twice a day now.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism. And finally, you've seen Death, who looked a bit like Rob Mulholland. I've been Queen McDonald. Thank you very much. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
You have been listening to the Panel Beaters podcast. If you've listened this far, please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. For dates of future shows, visit panelbeaterscomedy.com. All technical wizardry and podcast production by Richard Massara. The music was by bensound.com, and the show was created by Gary Delaney and Queeve McDonald. Thanks for listening.